Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When we talk about reordering human life to suppress the sicknesses that have brought the planet to the brink of destruction, greed, heedless exploitation of limited resources, and so on, the discussion often founders on claims that these traits are fixed in human nature. Or to put it in more modern techno jargon, they are hardwired in our brains and or in our genes. So it doesn't matter, it is argued, how we try to organize society, human nature will assert itself, and in a few years after the total crash of industrial society, someone will invent a futures market and away we go again. One of the reasons that I will never buy that argument is that I have been to the Thunderbird site. If you were to drive 70 miles straight west of Washington, D.C. on Interstate 66, over the Blue Ridge to the town of Front Royal, Virginia, and then south for about 5 miles on Route 340, not far past the entrance to the Blue Ridge Parkway, you'd be there. Not that you'd know it. There's nothing to be seen in the area except a junkyard. Find the two-track dirt road that leads down toward the south fork of the Shenandoah River. There's a shallow part of the river there. It was used as a ford back in the day. And you should pick your way across the river, on foot, damn it, park the BMW. And on the opposite bank, walk downriver, north, maybe half a mile, and there you will be. Standing on the site of the oldest known human habitation on the North American continent. On a site that appears to have been used continually for 12,000 years. Interesting enough, as is the story of its discovery in the 1960s by amateur archaeologists, its ratification and excavation in the 1970s by teams led by Dr. William Gardner of Catholic University, or the opening of the Thunderbird Museum as a window into the life of North American Paleo-Indians not long after they crossed the land bridge from Mongolia. The glaciers of the Ice Age were still in Pennsylvania when they started to use this site. But for our purposes, the truly fascinating thing is why they were using this site, and how. The technology that made their lives possible was based on stone. Stone that could not only be shaped, but sharpened into arrow and spear points, knives, scrapers, choppers, and drills. Only certain rock with a high content of quartz can be worked to form a lasting cutting edge. Jasper, like flint, was one of those rocks. And just across the river from the site of the shelters is a large, easily accessible outcrop of jasper. There were only about half a dozen of them in what is now Virginia. Knowing they were there, and getting to them at least once a year, was essential to the survival of the people. Probably once a year, probably in winter, the bands would come to the Thunderbird site so that their stoneworkers could pore over the jasper outcrop, seeking cobbles suitable for working into the tools of their life. When they had replenished their materials, they left. Let's review. The jasper outcrop was the source of all the tools needed for the survival of all the people living in a big chunk of what is now Virginia. It was used by the people from 9,500 BC to 1760 AD. And the outcrop is still there. Don't get ahead of me. The fact that they did not exhaust the jasper is not due to any high-mindedness on the part of the people. They took what they needed and left the rest, true, but most likely because they could not carry any more rock away than they did. No, what electrified me about the jasper outcrop is that for 12,000 years, people sustained their lives with that rock. And in all that time, there is no evidence that any one group of people tried to claim it and to deny it or sell it to others. You know what would have happened if any group of French, Spanish, or English explorers had stumbled on the jasper and had understood its value to the people. It's hard to estimate which event is less likely, since they recognized only silver and gold as valuable and didn't think of the natives as people. Nevertheless, overnight you would have had a palisade, an armed guard, and we would be commemorating the site of the very first payday loan store in North America. Please don't try to convince me that humans are incapable of valuing something without exploiting it, without converting it to money in order to profit from it, without claiming it for their group and denying it to others. I know better. I've been to the Thunderbird site. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.